Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
This thought leadership interview is brought to you by Kaspersky. Your digital life is expanding and cyber threats are evolving, but are your defenses? Protect what matters most with Kaspersky. Now, Kaspersky's latest research unveiled at the recent Mobile World Congress in Barcelona shows a startling rise in banking data theft via mobile devices. In fact, in 2024 alone, attacks tripling with over a million Trojan banker incidents targeting Android phones. Joining us to discuss what is behind what I can only describe as a very alarming trend, and perhaps more importantly, what you can do to protect yourself, is Brandon Miller, tech expert and Middle East and Africa region consultant at Kaspersky. Brandon, let's wade straight into it and maybe start with a headline. Why did mobile banking data theft attacks triple? What has changed, I wonder, in the cybercrime landscape?
Firstly, hello, Jeremy, and hello to all of the listeners with us today. So firstly, I think it's important to discuss, you know, according to the reports that we have, a Trojan banker, first and foremost, is obviously a malicious piece of software or malware, specifically that's designed to steal sensitive information, financial information, for example, login credentials, online banking, e-payment services, credit card systems, and so on and so forth. Now, the surge of all of this is all due to cyber criminals actually shifting their overall tactics towards more of a mass distribution of this kind of malware. So instead of crafting unique or specific kind of threats that's targeting one or two or three individuals, they're now focusing on spreading the same malicious files to as many victims as possible. You know, how best can I describe this? The more food you put out, the more animals you'll receive, right? So this is the kind of approach that they have. It's a large-scale operation and trying to get a reasonable amount of people to come back and actually fall victim to these kinds of an attack.
Brandon, can you maybe expand or amplify a little bit for me? So these Trojan bankers, it sounds very dangerous, almost ominous. So exactly how do they work? And fundamentally, what are they out to do? What are they out to capture?
So overall, a Trojan banker is designed to, obviously, as previously mentioned, they're looking to steal credentials and looking at taking information from online banking, e-payment services, and credit cards. So effectively, every keystroke that you make on your mobile phone, for example, that is being captured by these malicious pieces of software on inside of your mobile phone. Mm. Now, what they're trying to accomplish with this is obviously trying to capture information from individuals, right? So the way that they do that is obviously based on their particular software. So in this case, a Trojan bank is designed to go ahead and once you've installed it, or either intentionally or unintentionally, well, most cases that's going to be kind of a mistake, of course, but it's designed then to share that information back to somebody at a central server. So at the heart of all of this, you've got an evil person at the end of the line of communication that's going to take up all of this information, either use this information for themselves to try and transfer money or to do something malicious with that currency in the first place, or they're going to try and sell it off to the next or the highest bidder. So the information for credit cards is obviously quite a keen interest for a lot of people, depending on the kind of strategy that's being followed with particular attackers. They will do one of several different kinds of things, but I think the first two that was just mentioned already, you know, should raise hairs on our listeners.
I'm assuming that a lot of this behavior plays on the human condition. So what can users do then differently to spot any red flags before clicking on a suspicious link or download?
That's a very good question. Obviously, when we start talking about Trojan bankers and malware and just in general, you've mentioned something that's very important, which is the human condition. We are designed to trust before we continue on with anything else, right? If we have an interaction, you kind of trust me because you can see me, you can talk to me. There's something that you recognize from a human psyche perspective. However, there's a few tips that obviously all of the listeners can take to actually help themselves or to defend themselves against these kinds of threats, and it would increase their chances of defense. So the first and foremost thing that you need to realize is obviously it's not just a link. There can be many different areas or avenues that they can actually distribute these kinds of threats. So the first thing that you need to do is, doesn't matter if you're using an Android phone or an iPhone or whatever the case may be, make sure that you download apps from official stores. Now, I don't have to mention, you know, your banking software. Don't get it from some strange website or anything like that. Make sure you use the legitimate app stores or Google Play stores or Huawei stores or whatever mobile phone that you have. Make sure you download it from there. That's the first approach. The second approach is making sure that you've got, especially this is, I guess, akin to something like an Android phone, making sure that it doesn't have unnecessary permissions. So this is obviously a very good thing. Making sure your mobile phone and mobile apps and these kinds of things are up to date is definitely a very important factor. It's not just that you're going to maybe receive new features, but in the background, obviously from a security standpoint, there's a lot of fixes, a lot of holes being plugged, if you will, from a security standpoint in those applications to ensure that it remains safe. Last but most definitely not least, make sure you have the appropriate software in place to defend you against these kinds of things. Because even myself, you know, I'm a seasoned expert in this field, but I can also make a mistake. Now, obviously, that's somebody that's not working in this particular field of cybersecurity. They are more prone to making these kinds of mistakes. So you can trust things like security software similar to Kaspersky Premium, for example, that can cover these kinds of avenues for you, making sure that the links you click on is first and foremost safe, the apps that you download doesn't have any unnecessary privileges or permissions, and a whole bunch of different other things, making sure that the device overall is safe.
Just a final question then. I don't think we'd be having this conversation unless the risk to mobile users was growing in Africa and the Middle East, which is your area of focus. Are there, though, regional hotspots or vulnerabilities that we should be aware of?
There is quite a lot, yeah. So depending on particular region, there's specific focus. And this is not just on particular users, but for businesses and the government as a whole for specific territories and so on. So there's a few different, let's say, threat actors that can target specific regions and specific areas. And when we start looking at those particulars, especially when we look at Africa itself as a continent, this is not just unique to South Africa, it's not just unique to the SADC region or the southern, let's say, countries within the country, but in Africa, what we have is a larger percentage of mobile users in relation to users using laptops or desktops or something like this, right? Because we can do everything from a mobile phone. So in this regard, there is specific actors that's targeting these territories and more specifically targeting mobile phones. So it's always crucial and critical to understand that obviously if you follow basic principles of security, making sure that the call that you're receiving from an unknown number that you first verify before giving any sensitive information, that's point number one. Number two, the apps and the messages and the emails and the WhatsApp messages that you receive, make sure that you are first validating. The best advice that I can give to anybody, and this is the same advice that I would give to my own parents, for example, once you receive any form of communication from, for example, your bank or insurance or anything that can contain private information, privacy insights about you as an individual, rather first confirm and check with the company directly, giving them a phone call, sending them, using their official email address stated on their website, you know, is this something that sounds legitimate? You know, trust but verify, always. That's the biggest thing that I can share with any listener listening to us today.
Well, we certainly have been duly warned and advised. This thought leadership interview with Brandon Miller, brought to you by Kaspersky. Your digital life is expanding and cyber threats are evolving, but are your defenses? Protect what matters with Kaspersky. Brandon, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so very much. It's a pleasure speaking to you again.
Your digital life is expanding, but are your defenses? Cyber threats are evolving, targeting everything from your personal data to your business's critical infrastructure. Protect what matters most with Kaspersky. With over 25 years of experience and 1 billion devices protected, we stop cyber threats before they start. Live your best digital life, free from cybersecurity fears. Learn more at kaspersky.co.za. Kaspersky, our mission to build a safer digital world.